So I'm joined with Jess Frost from Hereford. Jess, you were involved in a major car crash in 2005. Can you talk through what basically happened that night?
Yeah, I was out on a night out, and as you do, you know, 17, drunk. I unfortunately got in the car with somebody who'd been drinking. So off we went down the hill on the lug flats, and we hit the bridge face on. And the two passengers in the back escaped. They were fine. Unfortunately, the driver died, which is, you know, just awful. And I was sent to Birmingham Hospital. I'd broken my C5, the bone in my neck, and had multiple injuries to other parts of the body. I'd lost a lot of my scalp, which went down to my skull on the right side of my head, which has now been completely rotated with skin grafts and different operations. And in the first 6 weeks were the hardest, obviously. I didn't have any feeling whatsoever in my legs. I was paralysed. I was told I would never walk again. So you can imagine at 17, I was just absolutely devastated.
So what was the rehabilitation like to get you walking again? What did they do?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was absolutely, you know, really, really lucky. I had the feeling back in my legs. They got me into surgery and they plated my neck for me. So I went home then and the recovery process began. Unfortunately, then I contracted pseudonymus, which is a really, really quite nasty infection. So the whole neck operation had failed. So I had to have a halo frame then on my head for then 8 weeks. After that then, thankfully, had the halo off. And then it was just a case of, like, you know, actually had to learn to walk again and building up my body strength. And that took a good year and a half for me to feel able to go off and, you know, really have the confidence that I was strong enough to do anything. But I was wearing wigs for, you know, sort of 3 years. I had no hair. I was constantly under the knife, backwards and forwards to Birmingham.
So what type of physiotherapy did they do to get you walking again?
Yeah, I had physiotherapy both in Birmingham and Hereford, and it was all just about different movements and strengthening the muscles and, you know,
Getting you back that way, doing just basically exercises.
Exactly, yeah, just building up that strength. I mean, I couldn't even stand up to my feet, you know, for a year. It was just so painful. Every part of my body hurt like hell. So, yeah, it was a really long process of recovery. And even now, 10 years down the line, I'm still taking a lot of medication because, unfortunately, now, you know, you can't break your neck and just come off with nothing. It's, you know, I'm fortunately in a lot of pain every day now because of my C5 fracture.
So what's your daily routine to combat the pain?
Yeah, I mean, I wake up, I take a lot of painkillers, like have to do lots of different exercises to keep my neck moving. And, you know, I've got to think about everything that I do, though. So, you know, it's still quite difficult, really.
So you've been to America, though.
Yeah.
What was that experience like in 2012?
Amazing. It was really great. Yeah, I moved over there to be a nanny. I lived in New York for a year. It was absolutely amazing. Looked after two little boys, and it was just fantastic. I travelled pretty much all over the States. Met some, you know, great friends. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
So you came back to Hereford in 2013.
Yeah.
And then you got your dream job. What was the procedure to get that?
Yeah, so I decided when I got back from America, I wanted to see the world. I wanted to carry on travelling. And I thought, what a better way. I thought I'll apply for a job with British Airways as a flight attendant. And I got the job. So put in my application and went for the interview. And I honestly didn't think I stood a chance, you know, like the interview day was really quite intense. I came home and then only 4 days later they rang me and said, Jess, you know, we'd love to take you on. You've got a 6-week training process to go through first, which was absolutely horrendous. Oh, it was awful.
What did they make you do?
It was just, I mean, everything from like door drills to evacuation to having just everything. It was exams every single day. So we'd go home at night into the room in the travel lodge at Heathrow and you'd be revising with your friend backwards and forwards. You know, you'd be using like your hairspray as the fire extinguisher and shouting different drills to each other. It was really intense. And then, yeah, I got the job in the end. I passed. I got my wings.
So what countries have you visited since you've been working for the company?
Oh, I've been everywhere nearly, I feel now. I've been to Rio, which was amazing. I went paragliding in Rio just 6 weeks ago. I've been to South Africa, Johannesburg, Cape Town, a lot of America, Houston, Texas, Chicago, Tel Aviv.
You're quite well travelled there.
Yeah, really.
So say you went to Australia, for example, and that's, you know, was it 26 hours?
No, it's about 14.
So say you went there, how long did you stay over there for before coming back? How does that work?
Yeah, so the Singapore-Sydney trip, for example, is 10 days. Okay. So you leave Heathrow, you land in Singapore, we stay there for 2 days and two nights, which is really great. Do a bit of partying, shopping, sightseeing. Then we fly on to Sydney. We stay there for just the day in the evening and half the next day, and then fly back to Singapore for 2 days and then home. So it's basically anything over 10, 11-hour flight, you usually have two nights down route, hopefully.
So I love your story because, you know, it was, you know, 10 years ago, you know, your life was in complete turmoil, but you're doing your dream job. Yeah. You know, what would you say to somebody that, you know, wants to get their dream job but is having a lot of barriers and not being able to get there? What would you say to motivate them to do it?
Just do not let anything stop you at all. Just be determined and focused. If you really want something, you've just got to go out there and get it. Don't let anything stand in your way. I've had barriers my whole life. You know, I've had confidence issues, pain issues, medical issues, you know, is the most important thing to remember, really. You know, when you suffer such awful injuries, it's going to have a huge impact on your life. But if you can just keep on pushing, you will get there. You've just got to stand strong. And that's all I can say, yeah.